Andrew Wilson here from Sky, bringing you a bit of an update about the stories of media harassment that you might have been hearing. It has been difficult operating in Cairo in the last few days. Journalists haven't known where they're safe and where they're not safe. Things haven't been clear in the hotels. Hotels haven't been keen to renew rooms beyond more than 24 hours because they're fearful that the ministries may shut them down or that the hotels may become a target of angry demonstrators. And that's made our job all the more difficult. Plenty of stories amongst my colleagues of journalists being taken off the streets either by soldiers or by protesters, some of them badly beaten, but plenty of them blindfolded, confined for hours in handcuffs before being released in hostile parts of the city alone where they've had to talk their way back to somewhere they consider a bit safer. A lot of this has been because of announcements on the television and radio that foreign media have been stirring up trouble. A lot of that really is unfair and not necessarily accurate. At the same time, it's meant that it's alarmed our bosses back in the capitals in Europe and America and further about people operating on the ground, and they've become anxious for our safety. All that has complicated the situation. For example, our experience, if we want to do a live feed out from Cairo, that meant leaving our hotel and walking down an alley for a few hundred yards, not a very long journey at all, but usually we would send one of our Arab staff ahead to check if the way was clear before walking swiftly and quietly in a group down those streets for fear that anyone would notice us and take issue with our presence. That's added a stress to the coverage and also an ugly dimension to the whole story, but it does seem to be clearing up to an extent. The other issue is getting out. The road from the centre of Cairo out to the airport has also yielded various stories about people being stopped and their equipment taken away and being harassed, but again, plenty of others have made it through. It's a game of sharing as much information as you can with your colleagues, finding out who knows what and who's heard what, and acting on the intelligence that you trust the best.